And we've got a guy on the line who knows what's up. Knows what it's like to pitch big games in Houston.
Yes.
Big games in Major League Baseball. And I'm sure he's very fired up for the game tomorrow night. Game one tomorrow. Garrett Cole up against Max Scherzer. Here is longtime MLB closer Brad Lidge back on Overdrive. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. And yes, I am super excited for this World Series. I don't think you could ask for a whole lot more in terms of pitching matchups. So for those that that get a little tired of the constant home run barrage, it'll be nice to see some great pitching.
It's been an unbelievable story for Washington. What kind of odds are you giving going into this World Series? A lot of times, the team that's had that great comeback season, I guess you would call them underdogs in this series, but they always come up short. I talk about NHL Finals or NBA Finals, that Cinderella team, and I don't know if you can call Washington that. They always seem to fall short. How do you kind of rate the series?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially after the start the Nationals got off to, this has been an incredible season for them. They were 19-31 at one point, and you know, everyone's calling for David Martinez's head, and all of a sudden they play fantastic, and really, you just let that rotation play out throughout the season, and you're going to win a lot of games. But they are going into this series as massive underdogs. In fact, not since 2007 have we seen an odds line that favors one team over the other as much as this one. The Astros are heavy favorites, but I don't really see it that way. I mean, look, if Scherzer and Strauss and company go out there and throw some great outings, they can, of course, go toe-to-toe with Cole and Verlander. I mean, the Astros, yeah, they probably do have a little bit more high-powered offense, but I think the series is going to be very even, and I think probably the Astros are going to win, but I'd say more because home field advantage and the fact that they've been playing more recently than the Nationals. And boy, I'll tell you what, that week off could really do some damaging things for the Nationals hitters and their timing. And I know that if you ask the Nationals, they'll say there's nothing to it. But in reality, it was also in 2007 when the Red Sox played the Rockies. The Rockies had that long layover, and they were as hot as anybody, and then they got swept by the Red Sox in the World Series.
With longtime MLB closer and current SiriusXM MLB analyst Brad Lidge, if you could take a three-man rotation that we're going to see in the next few days, you could have Houston, Cole into Verlander into Greinke, or Washington, Scherzer into Strasburg into Corbin. Who are you taking?
Oh, man, it's a tough question. Well, I think they're super even. I would barely take Houston, and I think the only reason is because of everybody you just mentioned right there. I feel like Garrett Cole is just a hair above everybody, and I guess that would be the one separating factor is that I just don't see anybody doing anything off of him. I mean, look, Max Scherzer is an incredible pitcher, but, you know, he's vulnerable to the long ball from time to time. Strauss would probably actually be, you know, the number two guy behind Garrett Cole right now, the way Strasburg's pitching. So, but I think I would probably lean toward Houston if I had to, but man, it's really close. And you know, on any given day, it could go either way.
I found it humorous, the amount of people that are goofing on the Yankees because they didn't make it to a World Series for the first time in a decade, yeah, since like the 1910s.
Right.
But all it did was expose how incredibly consistent and successful they've been for a century.
No kidding.
Like, up here in Toronto, people are goofing on them because they didn't make it to the World Series, where we've gone many decades without getting there. What did you make of Game 6 on Saturday night and the Yankees, you know, making a push considering they were down 3-1 at home?
Well, they did make a good push. And quite frankly, getting that home run and tying the game up, I mean, they really they gave it everything they had. And, you know, you have a guy out there in Aroldis Chapman who is probably going to go to the Hall of Fame as a closer. And I think you did everything right except for I don't think you should have pitched to Altuve because Mariznick was on deck. And, you know, no offense, but that's a big drop-off after Jose Altuve. But that being said, I think the Yankees had a great series. I think the one thing I keep looking back at is there's going to, of course, be these massive knee-jerk reactions where everyone's like, oh, trade away, you know, the entire Yankees rotation and half the hitters can't, you know, they swing and miss too much and everything else. But in truth, if we were to go into that series, and I told you the Yankees were going to play the Astros, and the Astros did not have Garrett Cole, which maybe would be the situation next year, you'd probably take the Yankees. And I think Garrett Cole is, you know, that big of a difference maker, but he's probably not going to be back with the Astros next year. So if the Yankees just stay the course and keep, you know, the majority of those guys, I think they have a very good chance at winning the American League next year. And I would be surprised if I would probably have to favor him if Garrett Cole walks away from the Astros this offseason. And, you know, I really think that the Yankees probably need to employ a little different strategy, maybe ride the starters a little bit longer during the regular season so when they get to the postseason, those guys can go deeper into the games and the bullpen doesn't get quite so exposed and have to pitch as much as they did. But aside from that, I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be knee-jerk reactions. The Yankees still have it. They have a couple things they can improve upon, but they don't have much they need to improve on.
What did you make of, I'm just reading an article or seeing an article in the New York Post, was Chapman really laughing after that loss? What did you make of his reaction when Altuve knocked it, it seemed like, out of the park?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think he was laughing at all. I think he was just stunned, and that little kind of like smile was like, what just happened? I think it was more like, you know, just he couldn't believe it. And listen, I've been there, you know, and I think any closer that's fortunate enough to pitch in a lot of postseason games is going to have something like that happen. But when it does, it's still so shocking and surprising that, I don't know, I mean, everyone kind of reacts differently, I think, when you give up a ball, a home run like that. And I just think that that was kind of a weird reaction, but I don't think he was like smiling. I don't think he was like laughing. And I know after the game, he was very sullen and very serious and very, very disappointed.
With longtime MLB closer Brad Lidge, what's that like being on the mound? You hang a pitch, and it's a no-doubt bomb. What's that feeling like when the whole stadium is staring at you?
Yeah, well, I've never given up one like that, so I have no idea.
I forgot about that. Sorry,
worst.
Brad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the worst. I mean, you know, it's like you really can't believe it. You don't know how to react because most of the time when you go in there, you know, if you're a good closer, then 9 out of 10 times you're getting the result you want. But, you know, like I said, anyone in that stage that pitches in games that many times, you know, something like that could happen. Heck, you know, Dennis Eckersley was a Hall of Famer. It happened to him. But I think it's really just a tough moment because here's the thing that sucks for Chapman is that's the last pitch of his season. So this whole entire offseason, he's going to have that kind of hanging over him. He's going to have to answer questions about it and everything else. So it's not a lot of fun. But, you know, maybe it will motivate him. Maybe it will fuel him. I know for me, in 2005, when I gave up, you know, a big home run, I was like that whole offseason, I was having to field calls for it, you know, and everyone wanted to talk about it. But I also remember thinking, you know what, the next time I get to the playoffs, to the postseason, I'm going to make sure things go the right way. So it can be motivating. It can give you a little bit of fuel. But this offseason's going to suck for Aroldis Chapman.
I hate to be that guy, but was that the Pujols home run in 05?
Oh, yeah. Well, that one, and I gave up one in the World Series that year, too. And so, you know, I had to, like, back-to-back that games, and it's just it's rough because, you know, you feel like you let your team down and everything else, and it's just a tough thing to go through. But, you know, listen, if you're a closer and you know, I think I threw in 30, maybe 40, somewhere in there, like a lot of postseason games, and by and large they go your way. But the nature of the postseason is when one of those doesn't go your way, it's always going to be a huge, big deal because it's going to be at the very end of the game. So, you know, it's just something that closers have to deal with. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to get through it and he'll be even stronger on the other side.
My apologies. Our host has never played organized sports, so he's asking questions.
Well, yes. I hate to be that guy. Brad,
how do you think it felt? You're asking the guy how it felt? What are you, a moron?
Well, he's been there. Have you been on the mound?
No.
Exactly.
I haven't.
So what the hell would you know?
I think he was going to say, oh, it was pretty fun, actually.
I didn't ask him if he thought it was fun. I wanted some detail on the experience. And the Pujols hit you've won a World Series, right? You had an unbelievable career. But it was in that building. It was in Houston. And
it was.
Yeah.
I've got a follow-up.
You know what's a funny story about that? Is, and this is actually true. I was like, oh, my God. So last night, you know, Osuna is pitching. It's at the end of the game. The Astros are winning 4-2, and they're about to get to the World Series. And I was telling my wife that, and she's like, oh, he has the number 54 just like you. And then literally the next pitch, he gives up the bomb to DJ LeMahieu. And I was like, oh, my God, no one should wear that number again in Houston for a while.
All right.
You know, it's kind of funny. But, you know, you know, fortunately, obviously, now I can look back and like, process it, like, know how to put it into context. But, I mean, we could be saying the same thing about Osuna today. And, you know, ironically, Chapman is number 54 as well. But it is, you know, it's just one of those deals. Osuna is a great closer. He's a closer for the Astros. But he gave up the big home run last night, and that would have been the story until Altuve did what he did. So I'll just keep going back to it. I mean, if you're closing and you're good enough to be in that spot, then the team has a ton of confidence in you. But, yes, if you do give one up, it's going to be dramatic, and now the stakes just get raised that much more, because now if you give one up in the World Series, it's just even a bigger deal.
You're watching that game. You watch Altuve knock it out of the park. You know, as a former pitcher, did you like his selection of pitches, or did you think he should have brought the heat? Like, was that the right pitch that he just delivered too much over the plate? Like, what is your breakdown of that?
You know, I don't think the pitch was necessarily a mistake. I mean, it certainly the location was, but it's not like he was trying to hang a slider. With Altuve, who's a great fastball hitter, I think you're just trying to stay out of the middle of the zone, but he threw a slider that, I don't know what the deal is, but Chapman looked tired last night. Like, his velocity was, down a little bit. I mean, he still hit 100, but a lot of his fastballs were 97-ish. His breaking ball maybe wasn't quite as tight. And, I don't know why the heck he wore that dank turtleneck. It looked like he was sweating like crazy.
I know. It was in Houston.
Pitching in the dome. I'm like, dude, you got to take that turtleneck off. So, I don't know. He just kind of looked, he looked a little bit tired. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's been a long year for him. But, pitch selection, I'm not, the pitch selection is never the big deal as long as you execute the pitch. But, yeah, when a guy does throw in the upper 90s or 100, you always think, why didn't you do that? But I don't think a slider was the wrong pitch. He just, he just hung one.
Game one tomorrow night, Houston, Washington. It's going to be a blast. Enjoy it, Brad. Really appreciate you doing this afternoon. Thank you for this.
You bet, fellas. Have a good one. Take care.
You got it. There's Brad Lidge, longtime MLB closer, World Series champ, SiriusXM MLB analyst.
Well, you just
Aroldis Chapman, the Plekanec of pitchers.